president of Capstone Marketing. Each year, the Association for Accounting Marketing Board of Directors selects a Hall of Fame recipient based upon dedication to and promotion of the discipline of accounting marketing and the accounting profession as a whole. I am happy to be talking today with Lori Colvin, partner and chief marketing officer at Armanino LLP, who was recently inducted into the AIM Hall of Fame. Lori joined Armanino in 1999 and oversees all strategy, programs, and initiatives. She has been an AIM member since 2001 and was named Marketer of the Year in 2007. Lori, congratulations on being selected as the newest member of the AIM Hall of Fame.
Thanks so much, Jean. It was really an honor. And, you know, you kind of reflect back on your tenure and all of the interactions that I've had with AIM over the years, and it really meant a lot.
That's wonderful. I think it's very well deserved. So, Lori, you've been in this profession for quite a while and have been with your firm a very long time. I mean, you're one of the ones with a very long tenure, which is fantastic. What do you find is the greatest challenge in marketing CPA firms?
Yeah, you know, greatest challenges. I mean, there are many. I think that being really ahead of the curve for your firms, being able to bring innovation and technology infrastructure and information that helps really drive strategy is one of the biggest challenges, because you're constantly balancing kind of needs of partners, needs of market, and needs of the firm. So if you can really balance those and not have one overshadow the other too often, I think that's going to help you really stay in the right balance to really drive the right decisions that ultimately bring your firm growth.
What do you think is the key for you being able to do that for Armanino?
Well, I think what's kind of unique about Armanino, or I'm not sure how unique, but we've got a very strong, firm kind of vision and strategy. So that is something that you can always kind of line up to and align yourself with. But then we've got a very entrepreneurial spirit, so very much different partners that have different ideas. And I think that we do a pretty good job at, like, supporting driving growth as well as really staying on focus. Do you know what I mean? So you've kind of got your opportunities that we're not going to just say, oh, we can't handle that because it's not part of our specific strategic plan. It's a new opportunity. And then we also know kind of our core, what we need to do well. So I think that balance has been able to allow us to, you know, be successful at the firm.
Mm-hmm. Right. I hear the word culture. You know, I've been doing these capstone conversations for, I think about 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that word culture keeps coming up, and it plays such a big part, the environment that the accountants and marketers are working in that enables them to make things happen or not.
No, you're absolutely right. If you've got a culture that, you know, is driven to be kind of different and driven to really win and be successful and have the bigger picture in mind, I think that absolutely plays a role in it. It's no fun to come to work and kind of just, you know, push or bang your head against the wall because you're not able to move forward.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. What are the biggest changes that you've noticed in accounting marketing over the past, let's say, 5 years?
Yeah, I mean, so for us here at Armanino, as well as the, the industry, I've seen just a greater alignment with sales and marketing. It's, you know, that I know it's, you know, you kind of have your partners that do sales, and then you've got the marketing, but I've seen at our firm those two really coming together and working much more collaboratively. 5 years ago, here at Armanino, we were not as involved in the sales process and channels like we are today. And that is anywhere from really being involved in the actual campaigns to follow through, as well as the changes in terms of getting messages out in different channels through the social media and the different conversations that we're trying to push through these different channel marketing. So I think those two areas have been the biggest change over the last 5 years.
Mm-hmm. What role did you play in aligning the sales and marketing?
Yeah, so we actually played a really big role. We put together a full end sales to marketing process, marketing to sales process, where we really started with what happens at the very beginning when you are looking at markets and launching a plan to actually closing the sale. And we determined this pretty involved, made 5-step plan, and we identified a major gap in that plan that was preventing us from really pushing the marketing efforts through to the end of the sales. And that gap was really the nurturing of warm leads before they get passed over to sales and partners.
Mm-hmm.
That typically firms are not investing in nurturing leads. They're like, okay, you can market, and then when somebody raises their hand and says, I'm ready to buy a tax engagement, I'm ready to buy an audit, everybody's great at that. They're right there closing sales, talking about their capabilities. But what about the folks that aren't ready to necessarily raise their hand, but they've shown interest in your organization, and how do you move them through to get them to that point where they're ready to buy? And that was the biggest gap that we saw, and so we came up with solutions from actually hiring third-party folks to follow up, not cold calls, but to nurture these warm leads along, as well as putting different folks on nurture paths to via communications to keep them engaged. And so that has been the biggest kind of, you know, change in terms of really working on a process. Because, you know, it just takes hard work and dedication and resources that you do something like that.
Yes, and it's a long sales cycle. So
it is.
And we've seen studies that how many touches is it? It could be anywhere from 7 to 14, or, you know, depending on who you read. But most CPAs, they give maybe 2 or 3 touches. Oh, they're not interested in us, and they are going on to the next opportunity.
Right, because most partners, they don't have time to do that kind of follow-up. They have time. They barely have time, right, to follow up on the folks that say, I do want to buy your services.
Mm-hmm.
So you're absolutely right that we did not want to just lose those warm leads into, you know, the black hole.
Right. So tell me what your prediction is for accounting marketing for the next 5 years.
Yeah, so I think that with, you know, prediction is really marketing getting involved really in two areas. More of the impact of the client experience, that really at the end of the day, if we're not really impacting a client and giving them an experience, they will not continue to want to engage with us. So I think you're going to see a lot more from marketing in terms of influence over that client experience. And then, you know, for the sophisticated departments that have such, you know, kind of resources and skills to get more involved in kind of service and product development. Maybe there's different R&D components in a marketing department, or, you know, adding more to that skill set so that ideas that are kind of marketing is more involved with generation of listening to client needs, understanding where the market's going, having much more impact on internal folks in terms of what are they seeing, what are areas that they feel could be filled, and kind of helping bring those two areas together to really look to what services or products can we develop to meet those unmet needs that we are now engaged in hearing about more.
Mm-hmm. Operating in a more strategic role as opposed to checking off things on a list.
Correct, correct. Mm-hmm. And really being a part of helping with that development.
Right, absolutely. Now, I know you have a vast network here in accounting marketing. What factors or skills enable accounting marketers to be successful? Do you see any theme in those successful marketers?
Yeah, so, I mean, I think that, so, like, versus today versus tomorrow, right? So, I mean, I think that those soft skills are super important today as still, that you're able to lead conversations, lead strategy, and build trust with your partners so that you can actually influence them. I think those are great skills to have. And then, you know, as we get more sophisticated, I think that skills that are important are to be able to go pretty deep in what you're able to do. For instance, data, you know, is just so untapped in most accounting firms.
Mm-hmm.
If you have skills to be able to draw out the correct data from your firm and help make strategic decisions off of that data, I think that's really going to push you into, you know, the future in terms of skills that will help you really be successful. So always kind of looking at being able to, you know, have discussions and lead those discussions, and then being able to go to data and facts that really will help tell your business case is going to be a winning combination.
Mm-hmm. Right, having the data to back it up, you know, to be able to sell
right.
your idea.
Right.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. We all know that there's lots of data within all the systems within firms, but it's not used or
no,
it's not talking
it's not.
To each other.
Right.
But it is there to be pulled out and to
right.
be used to make big decisions.
Yes.
So, Lori, which of your personal skills has contributed most to your success?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think that in general, I've got a real enthusiasm and positivity to just move forward and kind of evolve and get things done in an exciting way. I mean, I do find it, you know, there are things, I mean, I've been in this business now a long time, like you mentioned, since 1999. And I still have the energy and the excitement for, you know, different projects and passions. So I think that in my core has kind of helped you sustain the ability to sustain the changes, the growth. I mean, I started when we were 63 people. We are now over 800 people. There's a lot of evolving that goes on in a firm of that, you know, of those changes. So I think that having that energy and enthusiasm and kind of positive attitude has really helped with, you know, rising to the next level.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know we could talk a long time about this, but you're a partner in your firm. So you are
yes.
a marketer who has achieved that partner position. Can you tell us the most important factor that played into your being able to achieve that role?
Well, I mean, it really is with Andy Armenino, you know, being able to have the trust and credibility with your managing partner and him being very open to not having to follow the same rules that every other accounting firm follows and really wanting to kind of say, look, this is a unique skill set that we can bring to the firm, and we want it to be part of our, you know, growth going forward. So it really starts at the top, you know, and then I'm just so lucky and, you know, blessed to be able to be at an environment that kind of recognized that and wanted to invest in it.
Right. See, we're getting back to that culture and that entrepreneurial spirit again within your firm. How can marketers gain more power or more influence within their firms? How have you done that?
Yeah, I mean, the best way marketers can really gain that influence is, you know, being a part of growth and being able to tie marketing efforts to growth. If you're able to tell that story, you know, everything else kind of takes care of itself. There's very important things that you do day to day, but if you're kind of looking at your day and how did you spend it, if you're not focused on kind of driving opportunities and growth, you're probably getting too sidetracked with other areas, which is very easy to do as different requests come in. But, you know, I think that that part, and then also, you know, having a impact on the people that you work with is also a way to be very valuable when you are able to add and enhance to what they are doing, that can make a real big impact as well.
Mm-hmm. Right, two great points. What's your best piece of advice for accounting marketers?
Probably for accounting marketers is, you know, a little bit what we've been talking about is I get it. There are times you're just going to need to kind of take orders and check off the boxes. But back to what I was just saying a minute ago, if you're not really working on, like, you're looking at what's really going to grow the firm, how are we aligned, what are the best efforts that I can put forward, and spending a good chunk of your time on that, you're probably getting too sidetracked. And I know it's difficult because, again, we're partnerships. I always laugh at, you know, being a part of a partnership means that there's many voices and many needs. But gosh, if you can, you know, streamline some of that and focus on the big impact areas, that would probably be my best advice.
Wonderful. Then what is your best piece of advice for managing partners?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's on kind of on the flip side is, you know, best advice for managing partners are don't let really individual partners drive marketing plans, or you're going to probably get, you know, 15 different kind of strategies and areas. And so, you know, listen to your marketing department, let them be a part of that conversation. So again, you can focus, because nobody has the time to run around after every, you know, opportunity. So I think that managing partners really need to help lead that. They've got to be invested and involved in that. Or like I said, you end up with, you know, 8 or 12 different, completely different strategies.
Mm-hmm. Right. And probably not being tracked and lacking accountability, and everybody could be busy, but
you end up saying, oh, we did this, this, and this, without saying what did it really, you know, achieve or what was the impact of it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, right. This is still a challenging profession, isn't it?
It is. It is very challenging. It is very challenging. But, gosh, it's what's so exciting is when, you know, there's new things that come to help you enhance and kind of bring different services and solutions to your partners. That's where you really get excited that, hey, we can, you know, utilize something that worked here, but in a greater way. So we do lots of, you know, A/B testing and different kinds of activities to kind of figure out what really does work.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a great point to end on. We've been talking today with Lori Colvin, Partner and Chief Marketing Officer at Armanino LLP, a recent inductee into the AIM Hall of Fame. Lori, congratulations again.
Yeah, and thank you so much for taking the time. I really enjoyed our chat.
It's been a pleasure.